Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bold move on day 18 of the French Quarter prison escape story. Bold move.
Here we go.
We'll get to that a little bit later on. We were talking about the TV show Sports Science, and sadly the host, John Brinkus, passed away. And we were discussing, you know, what's the last 15 years. You guys love the show Sports Science.
Enjoyed it.
Yep. And I never got into it, but that's okay. It seemed like everybody got into it but me. And my favorite TV show, sports related, is College Game Day. And we're talking current back 10, 15 years. You said it's the Netflix documentary Unrivaled about, and specifically the one about the Red Wings and the Avalanche, and it is really good. In fact, that was one that my kids watched, and all were like, wow. Like, they got into it, even though they didn't live it. And when something can connect on that level, you weren't even alive for it, and you were down, like you can't get enough, like you love it. You think it looks like this didn't seem like it was real life. And given, even when I looked at it, I was like, God, it's hard to believe that some of these stories are true, but they are. The ESPN physics dude was the best. My favorite episode was breaking down the MMA boxing power. Incredible insight. Come on, Doug. You would think, because I am such a huge MMA guy.
But you're like an analytical kind of guy.
I know.
This makes all the sense in the world why you would like this, and yet you didn't.
I know. Look up the Sports Science episode with the boxer that tests his punch strength after sex the same day and sex the night before.
Come on. You don't want to know that? The movies, they said, like, sex weakens the knees. Raging Bull, Jake LaMotta wasn't gonna go into his fight with Sugar Ray Robinson if he had sex. It wasn't gonna happen. He was training. Not gonna happen. Remember Rocky? Rocky wasn't gonna do it.
Ew, Adrian, no.
And he has to hug her because he like feels bad. Yo, I'm sorry. And then, you know, ends up beating Apollo. Or drawing with Apollo. But hey.
Next text. Sports Science was like Mythbusters for sports nerds. How else would I know that Ray Lewis hit as hard as a car crash?
Right. You didn't like Mythbusters either?
No.
Wow.
From an unnamed texter, Shaq versus was the best.
Yeah, that was cool. Putting Shaq in weird positions to like different sports, different walks of life, right?
Yep. Eric in a car says, my favorite Sports Science segment was part two of the groin one where they had an MMA fighter do his strongest kick to the groin, and that will forever be in my mind.
With the Nutty Buddy. And after you watch that, this is why I think it's amazing. Because after you watch that and see that the guy is like fine, they're not even wincing, not doubled over in pain or anything, like, he's fine. Why wouldn't they use that in the UFC? Instead, anybody comes anywhere near the junk and a guy's doubled over for 3 minutes, he's like, oh, I can't continue. I can't continue. And like, well, wait a minute. Do you have the Nutty Buddy? Are you not using that? Very suspect.
Sus. Anyway, if you want to share one of your favorites last 15 years, which was kind of about the era of the sports science, would you say that sports science was your favorite sports show on television?
No, but I would say I enjoyed it when the episodes I would see. It was kind of like kind of the afternoon, right, on ESPN?
I don't know.
Or Fox. I think it was Fox Sports back at the time when I would see it. But it had a tie to Wayne State University. I think because Wayne State University has like a sports science department, along with like kinesiology and stuff like that. But they had sort of partnership.
That kind of stuff that can be useful in a game. Like, what if we use this different kind of tape on a bat? Does it impact the springiness of like the 100%. Coefficient? Like that kind of stuff interests me. Ray Lewis hitting like a truck is.
But they would do that stuff too. Like 100%, if it were still around right now, they would do the torpedo bat. You'd be interested in that, wouldn't you?
That would interest me. That would feel like relative data. Whether or not you can box out a sumo wrestler is not a question you were ever going to have to answer.
That's not true.
It's funny. Given it's funny, the question's funny.
Gator, do you think they would try 100 Men versus Gorilla if the show still exists?
That I don't. I don't think that's too far. They might see if you can beat the snake. Uncensored.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyway, there you go. If you want to share one of your favorites, 248-539-9797.
What's the show that they've done? I don't know if it's on, I think it's Netflix, that they do with like Dark Side of Sports, where it's like the Tim Donaghy scandal. They had
Isn't that just Untold?
Is it Untold? Maybe that was an Untold. They had the other one with the college basketball scandal.
Yeah, Stephen Smith.
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Yes.
I think those are all Untolds, but I might be wrong.
And I guess my favorite is, now that I think about it, the single episode of the Wings Avalanche thing, or the three-part series, that was great. But the one that I watch religiously is Dark Side of the Ring, which is about professional wrestling stories that typically it's about one individual wrestler or an event or something like that. They go do an hour-long documentary, an hour-and-a-half-long documentary. And they're limited with the footage they have because it's independently done, so they don't have the footage that WWE owns everything, basically. So they don't have a lot of that stuff. They have to cut it off after a couple seconds. But that I find to be very interesting.
248-539-9797. Untold Operation Flagrant Foul. NBA referee Tim Donaghy. I'm not seeing the betting one with Arizona State. That might be a different.
But you saw that. You saw as well, right?
I did see those. Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Yep. 248-539-9797. Colin, you're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. Great topic. Sports science. There was an episode where they put a sumo wrestler, and I apologize if you guys brought this up. They put a sumo wrestler in an NHL net, and they had George Parros, who probably scored 20 goals in, I don't know, 600 games, play against a sumo wrestler. And, dude, George Parros was, I think he sniped this guy every shot but one. But it was just such an awesome concept, man. That show was great.
Well, it did. I mean, that is a question.
George and Jimmy's question.
Jimmy came in and said he'd want to know. Just to clarify, Bad Sport was also on Netflix. So that was a Stephen Smith, Arizona State point shaving scandal. That was also, like, there are a bunch of stuff like this. But Bad Sport and Untold are different, but they're both on Netflix and they're both sports documentaries.
So Gator, just so we're clear on this, the conclusion is Doug is anti-science.
Yeah, which is strange.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was strange too.
Which means Doug does not love his father.
Uh-huh. Okay.
His dad
we got
is
it.
Just, you know, science
didn't like
guy.
Sports science, anti-science. Got
yeah.
It.
You guys have taken this way too far. Dad, I apologize for what they're saying.
I'm sorry. He's still a blanking liability, sir.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the update on the bold move. Very bold move by escapees. And I can't get this live re-download. There we go. All right. Female sports fans, Tuesdays are the day for your favorite Twin Peaks. So grab your friends and join them every Tuesday at Twin Peaks for the Ladies Night. $4 Happy Dads, Twisted Teas, Mimosas, House Long Islands, Margaritas, and Sangrias, plus $5 Lemon Drop Martinis, White, Orange, and Green Tea Shots, 10-ounce Draft Ciders, 20% off all food, half off all wine, What better way to enjoy the hockey and basketball finals? And you got Detroit battling the Southsiders in baseball. Make sure you get there early tonight for your front row seat to the action. Why go to Twin Peaks for sports? Well, we can start with the wall-to-wall TVs, the coldest draft beer in the country, featuring this month's featured beer, Pacifico. Not to mention, hands down, the best bar food in the state. Gator and I can attest to that. And there's the best part. It's all served up by the beautiful and talented Twin Peaks girls. Come see the difference today. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. I kind of feel like the best part about sports science, as you guys talked through this, is all the stuff that had to do with sumo wrestlers. They put a sumo wrestler in a goal. They tried to get Kevin Love to box out a sumo wrestler.
What can't they do?
Olympic track and field events. All sumo wrestlers, 100-yard dash.
Fat guy relay?
All sumo wrestlers, high jump. All sumo wrestlers, pole vault.
Yeah, I see that. No. Now you're bastardizing the whole thing.
Yes, it was very serious before. I've gone too far.
All right, well, here's the thing. Like, I think a sumo wrestler could box out Kevin Love. Or would Kevin Love be able to box out a man of that stature? I don't know.
Do you remember the episode? Do you remember the episode, Kang?
Yeah.
And?
Kevin Love won. All right. He did one more times than he lost. And then, yeah, you're asking ridiculous questions, Doug. Me and Gator are asking real serious questions.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, sure.
Why don't
I'm
we have
pretty
a sumo
sure
wrestler
that a sumo wrestler is not going to be able to pole vault.
Yeah,
pretty
that's
sure.
Just, yeah.
I'd like to see him try.
Oh, now you're going to watch the show?
Yeah, now I'd watch the show. Yeah, yeah. All right. So, update on our the escapee, the French Quarter jail escapees. We're down to the final two. And one of them with a bold move, Antoine Massey, posted a video to Instagram. Here's some of the choice things he had to say. I'm one of the ones that was let out of the Orleans Parish Jail, where they said I escaped, right? He said he was, quote unquote, let out. He didn't escape. He was let out.
They told me I could go.
Through this hole in the wall where I sprinted away and I'm staying on the run, but I was let out.
Did they give you the clothes you came into jail with? Did they give you those when you left?
They didn't.
They give you any
one
paperwork?
One black hat.
Yeah.
One used. Well, we'll leave it at that. Massey disputes reports on this Instagram video that he threatened a jail maintenance worker in order to facilitate the breakout. Investigators previously said Massey threatened to shank Sterling Williams if he didn't shut off the water to the cell, where the inmates later removed the toilet and climbed through the wall space. Massey also claimed in the video the domestic abuse charge that kept him in jail was based on a false report from a jealous girlfriend. Massey holds up what he says is paperwork proving she was jumped by peers, not him. He also called out public figures for help, including the Kardashians and politicians and rappers. He accuses the state of Louisiana of corruption, arguing he was being unfairly prosecuted and mistreated behind bars. So he's posted on social media.
Now, please do that. I'm sure they won't catch you now.
Well, here's the thing. Aren't all these things... Isn't there like an IP address or something that they... Now, if you taped it and then said, release this in a week, you're going to be gone. Like you taped it in Natchez, Mississippi. Isn't that where they thought they saw him? Wasn't there supposedly an Antoine Massey signing?
I don't know. You're following this story very closely.
Yep.
I'm guessing that if you posted something on social media after you've broken out of prison, that... They'll try to use that information to nab you in the end.
I'm sure there's some internet experts out there that'll be like, yeah, everything's geofenced by quarter mile segments or something that they, can you trace that? Can you trace where
this guy's going to be brought in 3, 2, 1.
I think this doomed him.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in his defense, he was let out. I was let out.
Why would you?
By whom?
Yeah.
That's irrelevant. I was let out. Door was open. They told me to go through it.
It's a very bold take.
And by door, we mean, you know, portal opened up after taking out a toilet.
Yep. And I ran because I was so excited to be let out of prison. So we'll see if he or Groves more successful. Right now, I'm guessing that Vegas now favors Groves. I think Massey's probably done himself in.
I think you're right. These are just two left, right?
Yep.
You pulling for anybody in particular?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think, was it Groves? Groves was the one that didn't have a violent charge against him, right? I think it was him, but yeah. I think the money is shifted from Massey to Groves here.
Is there a
Massey's now an underdog.
I'm pulling for the cops.
Yeah, well.
Law and order.
Probably best in the long run.
And for whoever gets the plumbing contract at the prison.
Right. Somebody's going to score big. Did you see... So yesterday, Frank Ragnow retired on June 2nd, which also happened to be the same day as Armando Galarraga's imperfect game.
Oh.
Tom Milliken started doing some research on the morning show. Did you catch any of this?
No, they teased it, and then I didn't get to hear what the follow-through was.
All these things happened on June 2nd. 1990, Randy Johnson no-hits the Tigers, June 2nd. 2006, the going-to-work Pistons eliminated by the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, June 2nd.
Okay.
2007, the Pistons eliminated by the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals, June 2nd.
Is 2009 in this?
2008, Peter Sikora scores a triple overtime goal in Game 5 to force Game 6 back in Pittsburgh, June 2nd. Yeah. 2009, Penguins win Game 3 to start the comeback from a 2-0 deficit in the series. They become the first team to complete the 2-0 comeback in the final since 1971. They won Game 3, June 2nd. Galarraga's imperfect game, June 2nd. Frank Ragnow surprisingly retires, June 2nd. Do we need to fear June 2nd moving forward?
I don't think so. No? And I think one of those should be taken off. Yeah, okay, great. Peter Sikora scored, but the Red Wings still won the series in 2008, so it doesn't matter. 2009, I was afraid that was going to be the Game 7 where they won it. In fact, it's just a game during that series.
It was a game that went to Pittsburgh, yes. Had Detroit won that game, they would have been up 3-0. But yes, I will tell you, out of all of these, like which one hurts the most? It's probably Ragnow. I mean, well... Were those Heat or Cavalier games, either of them in Game 7? I don't think either of them were. I got recency bias. When you lose a series.
Yeah, if there was one that knocked you out of a series, I'd say that probably does it. I mean, the Galarraga thing, they won the game. It's infamous now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows what happened. There was one of the law schools made a great... In New Jersey, one of the law schools there, made a great case to overturned.
Yeah, go back and correct the wrong.
Yeah, because obviously things are changed now. I mean, heck, they change scoring decisions now.
Yeah.
Hit or error. They'll do it days after the fact. I mean, why couldn't they go back and do that at this point? I mean, they could. They've got the technology. It's clear that he was out at first base, not even close. It's miscalled the whole bit.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be pretty easy to do. That's for sure. But given that that's what we do now, and that one was pretty black and white. All of these suck. Maybe just a coincidence. On the calendar, if you talk about teams that compete for championships in hockey and basketball, you're going to run across this. The Ragnow thing coming down yesterday, though, maybe we shouldn't be surprised. It felt like a stunner, but it also feels like one that has a ripple effect on this team, this organization, this NFL season. You know, the one thing that we got to keep in mind is we can sit here and we can talk about how tough the schedule is, but what we just did is we just lost a key player. Okay? And guess what? Washington's probably going to lose a key player. Philly's probably going to lose a key player. Green Bay's going to lose a key player. Like everybody that we're competing with, barring stunning developments, pretty much every NFC team is going to lose a key player. It's just a matter of who. And we've lost one before they even started. Season even started. It's like an injury. but we'll see how it plays itself out because injuries aren't predictable and we got to hope that we don't have too many more. But right, it's a key player. It's a key player and somebody else can lose a key player and somebody else will.
Yeah. Big time player, at least it happens before the season begins. Mm-hmm. They looks like they've got a plan in place anyway that they've been, you know, not looking forward to this, but preparing for this to happen eventually. They've drafted four offensive linemen, interior offensive linemen over the last 2 years. We shall see.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Just a reminder, you could stream the show using the Odyssey app. It's funny, I got relatives in Mexico. I got a text complaining because I couldn't listen to the show in Cabo.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Go to the beach. Play golf. Go to Squid Row. Why are you listening to the show in Cabo?
What's Squid Row?
You never heard of Squid Row?
No.
I think there probably been a time in your life you love Squid Row.
Is it a bar?
Yeah, it's where Johnny Manziel always would go when he was in Cabo. Yep. Anyway, you can't listen in Mexico, but you can listen in the United States.
It's by the Sea of Cortez where the Humboldt squid resides. So that I understand.
Yeah, well, if you ever go to Cabo, you probably should check it out once.
Or check out the Humboldt squid.
Well, you can do that too. But you can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com, streaming with video on twitch.tv and youtube.com, where you can see the show, participate in the streaming chat. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug for the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you're ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They got auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5 APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. You can drive now and pay later. Applying is easy, online or at a branch. And their team is with you every step of the way. I got a kid that's looking to buy a car, taking them to UMCU. Same great rate applies for both new and used vehicles. Don't wait. It's a limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org to get started, insured by NCUA.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tigers back at it tonight in Chicago. Getting called for a 5-2 road trip. They're off to a 3-1 start in said road trip.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. And they pounded the White Sox last night, 13-1. Kerry Carpenter stole the show with three home runs, giving him 13 on the year. But Dylan Dingler hit a bomb.
Wenzel Perez hit a two-run bomb.
You had Parker Meadows, pretty significant return.
Jeez. I mean, right off the bat, his first at-bat, he strikes out but faced six pitches. Kind of set the tone to get the pitch count up on a starter, Cannon.
Mm-hmm.
Then he makes a diving catch in the first inning to save any trouble there. His next at-bat, I think he drew a seven-pitch walk, and then he had a double and a triple and another walk. He stole a base. He scored three runs. He was phenomenal.
Yep.
He was, and in his first game back, his first game in the majors this year. Love it, because he is so stinking fun to watch out there in the outfield. And then just so much to watch and enjoy last night. Riley Green made a sliding catch in left field that is as harrowing of a catch as you're going to see, because he's going full speed towards the wall and slides while making this ridiculous catch, kind of over the shoulder slide, caught it, feet into the wall, stands up, and he's like, I got it. Like, yeah, you do. You're awesome. The infield turning a couple double plays when they needed to at the end. Dylan Smith making his debut with the Tigers in front of his mother and his grandmother and friends. It was awesome, the whole thing.
His boy, Kevin.
Yeah, right. This great play turned in on a pop-up towards the third base side. Dylan Dingler's trying to get it. Pops out of his glove, but goes into the waiting glove of Zach McKinstry, and they're both like, I can't believe that just happened. Yes, it did. That happened. All these great plays. Great job of hitting, doing what the Tigers had to do. You take advantage of a matchup that's clearly in your favor. That's what happened last night. Tonight might be a different story. Tonight there's a rookie pitcher on the hill for the White Sox who's been very good this year in Shane Smith. As Shane Smith is who is at this point, it is Shane Smith. He has an ERA of, I believe, 2.66. He's got a WHIP of like 1.16. He's been one of the lone bright spots for the team this year. Big right-hander, 6'3", 240. And it's an opportunity for the Tigers to face a decent right-hander. He walks his fair share of pitchers. Batters, I should say, 23 walks in 57 innings. But the lineup last night was geared up for a right-hander, and they pounded out 13 runs. And they didn't have Spencer Torkelson in the lineup.
So, a couple things about that game last night. One is, I feel like whenever there's momentary panic about the Tigers, they answer it emphatically. It's pretty weird to be this late in the season. Their losing streaks are as follows. They have two 3-game losing streaks, two 2-game losing streaks, and that's it. Everything else has been a loss here and there. And the emphatic response to the first three games against Cleveland, they lost those first three games against Cleveland. It was probably the most uncomfortable Tiger fans have been, maybe dating back to the opening series against the Dodgers. And they've won 7 of 8 after that.
The record after losing that game on Saturday in extra innings was 33-20. And then they went off and whipped off 5 wins in a row, lost a game to Kansas City, won the next two, including one last night against Chicago. They have 3 more against the White Sox. The White Sox are it's a bad baseball team right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to find anything to be proud of. Like I said, tonight's pitcher is good. They've got another rookie in the lineup who's been okay. But you watch guys, they're just a shell of what they were. Remember Luis Robert Jr. used to be this amazing outfielder. He does it with his glove, does it at the plate. He's all types of a threat. He's horrible this year. He was rumored to be traded last year. They didn't work out a trade, held on to him. Rumored to be traded in the offseason, wasn't traded. And now he's off to this terrible start where he's hitting like .180 and just can't get his footing whatsoever. And it's no good for the White Sox. And Tigers just need to continue to take advantage of it.
Feedback coming in. They are playing the lowly Chicago White Sox, and they're hustling around, making incredible defensive plays as if they're playing in the World Series against the Dodgers. This team is primed to go all the way, and with the addition of Parker Meadows, that only does the defense, not only does the defense get better, they move Kerry Carpenter down to where he should be a free swinger, like AJ has said. And he immediately throws off three bombs. That's from Chad in a truck. I'd like to see us explore a trade for Colorado third baseman Ryan McMahon. He's an elite level defender with 20 to 30 home run power, an 80 RBI bat, would solidify third base, and the price wouldn't be prohibitive. He signed through 27. This is his age 30 season. He signed through 2027. This is his age 30 season. Only drawback is that he's a right-handed bat and not a deal breaker. That's from Chad in Detroit.
Well, they have plenty of left-handed bats. I don't know if they need to worry about lefty or righty at this point with a hitter if they're going to add a position player to the lineup.
It's really hard. I suspect by the time we get to the trade deadline, something's going to become more obvious as far as a need. McMahon would be a good addition. He's consistently over 20 home runs now.
It's Colorado.
It is Colorado. Things are different in Detroit. But he's only been over 80 RBI twice in his career.
Yeah, I mean, if you said playoff start today, am I making a move for the lineup? The answer is no for me. Mm-hmm. But you bring up a great point. Trade deadline's not till the end of July, I believe. Usually it's around July 31st. They got almost two full months to see what happens. Is water going to find its level with Javi Baez? Is he going to regress and be what we've seen from Javi for the last three seasons? Is Zach McKinstry going to fall off, you know, with his hitting? Is Trey Sweeney going to continue in his downswing where he's not productive at the plate and he's just a glove guy? If those things happen, then you have a clear path to go get somebody that makes sense. But if these guys keep playing the way that they are, and again, it's not like Javi Baez is having this all-star type season. He's played well, but that's all you need from him. What you want. What you want is a team full of guys that are playing well. They don't have to be all-stars, but when your bottom guy is playing well, your whole team's doing well.
Typically, your all-stars are the guys that are playing every day against right-hander or left-hander. Yes. So this is where the Tigers, they're getting some all-star-like production, but it's not every day because guys platoon so much. The other thing is Ryan McMahon is a left-handed bat. I thought this guy was wrong, and I just looked it up, and indeed he is a left-handed bat. So,
well, the Tigers have like two, with what you said, there's two guys. It's Green and Torkelson. Those guys are performing at an all-star level. They both have over 40 RBIs already on the season. They've got, I don't know, was it 13 and 14 home runs between them? They each have 13 and 14, whatever the number is. They're doing great. And those are the guys that are playing at all-star level. Everybody else is playing at an elevated level. That's all you can ask for right now. But things will probably present themselves differently in the next 6 weeks where we get towards the trade deadline and you start to get itchy. Maybe we need to trade for this guy, or do we need to bring up this guy, or whatever the case is.
Feedback, a rookie guard or center, a second-year guard, and a player past his prime doesn't sound like a recipe for success. They need to sign someone fast. I'm sure Goff is in their ear already. Dalton Risner, that's the guy I'd go get. And my suspicion is that they've probably done their homework on him and all the free agents that are still out there. And if they, you know, he fits the mold, like he fits the bill. Okay, he's coming off injury last year. It was injury that kept out the first half of the season. I'm pretty sure of that. Let me double check that. But, you know, I think he checks a lot of boxes of what the Lions would like and need. Next one, I'm pretty sure if Gator was in yesterday, Frank Ragnow would not have retired. Unbelievable. Thanks a lot, Gator.
Whoa. What happened there? What did I do?
You took the day off.
And so I take the day off and Frank Ragnow's going to retire?
Mm-hmm.
One of the phases of grief, Gator, is you find someone or something to blame.
Hmm.
And they're blaming you, man. It's helping them out.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Look, we've done this a lot on the show because I think we're pretty good at it. When you make a mistake, Gator, you own it.
Yeah, I would. I'd say tap, tap, my bad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But I had nothing to do with that. It's not my fault.
You don't think?
No. But if it makes them feel better, okay.
Reisner was out the first half of the season.
So he was healthy the second. So he should be healthy
now. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He played in 8 games. He suited up for 10, only played special teams in 2, and then played full snaps right through to the end. So no penalties, no sacks allowed. I don't know. Seems like it might make some sense. 248-539-9797. Irvin in Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Irvin?
I got a question for you guys. If the Cleveland Browns decide to cut Shakur Sanders, should the Lions be one of the team to go after
him? The quarterback?
Yeah. If they decide he's a four, he's on the depth chart to be number 4 on the, they're only going to keep 3 of them. So I'm just saying, hypothetically, if they decide to cut this guy, should the Lions be one of the team maybe go after?
Well, if Cleveland were to cut him, what does that tell you?
I don't know. They said he's been the best one out of all of them.
Right. So then why he's going to get cut?
I don't know. I'm just saying they might do something stupid like that. Who knows? I'm just putting it out.
Well, it is Cleveland. I don't think there'll be any accessibility to him. And if he gets cut, given their quarterback situation, that tells me he's awful. But I'm going to guess.
I don't think he's going to get cut.
I don't think there's a chance in hell he gets cut.
Hi, Rico.
Hey, who?
Shadur Sanders.
And then what are you going to do with him? Oh, you're going to bring him here?
Yep.
Well, what about Hendon Hooker?
Dude, I don't know. The caller said, should they go get him? And I'm like,
why?
All right, what do you guys got planned coming up next?
Couple things. One, 24 hours later, we get to digest. We got, you broke it on your air, mm-hmm. Frank Ragnow. Is edge rusher now that biggest need that the Lions have? Or did the O-line now supplant that? And then there's a new name that maybe the Tigers should be interested in making a trade for. We'll have that next.
All right, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.